Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 25 years. We're broadcasting out live this morning from the Maricopa County Home and Garden Show at the Maricopa County Fairgrounds. We also have a representative of Rosie on the House down in Green Valley this morning, one of our certified approved contractors down in Green Valley. If you're listening to us on KGVY in Green Valley or KNST in Tucson and you want to get an opportunity to go meet some great people, the friends at Green Valley Cooling and Heating are having an open house this morning from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be raffles, food, and entertainment. The address is 645 West Ward Lane. You can give them a ring for information and directions. It's, of course, 520-625-1234. And you'll meet Jules Holzgraf down there, a member of the Rosie on the House team. And you'll meet the whole team of Green Valley Cooling and Heating that are our Rosie certified air conditioning and heating contractors in the Green Valley area. It'll be a great opportunity. They'll have booths set up where they'll educate you on what to look for in a good air conditioning piece of equipment, how to maintain it at the house, and all the other series of things that they do for you. They'll be demonstrating them. There'll be a great educational opportunity as well as raffles, food, and entertainment. But we're up here in Maricopa County doing the home show, and we're here with Stan from Rosie Remodeling, Rosie on the House Remodeling, helping me talk our way through the different things we can help you with fix around your house. So maybe you don't have to call that handyman, or maybe you don't have to call that plumber or that electrician. We're going to give you very simple things that you can probably do yourself, and we're taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. Anything you'd like to tackle around your house, home, castle, or cabin, give us a ring. Tom, calling from Santan Valley, got in by dialing that number. He's going to join the conversation now. Tom, how can we help you?
Yeah, I was just curious. I've got my house is about 5 years old, and the carpet, I've got a three-year-old, and the carpet's in pretty bad shape. And I'm looking to tile the main living areas, but I need to replace the carpet in the bedrooms. And my question was, would it devalue my home if I tiled the bedrooms as well?
I think you're going to get a different answer for that depending on who you ask. If you're asking me, Rosie Romero, I say take every piece of carpet that's installed in every house throughout the world and burn it.
That's right.
If people knew how dirty carpet was,
oh
they'd never, ever live on it. It's filthy. I've done remodeling for 50 years now, and I tell you, when you go into remodel a house, the first thing you have to do is move the furniture and pick up the carpet.
And that, I tell you what, that gets to be, there's a gagger there. I'm
even
sorry.
In homes that are well kept.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You pull that carpet up, and you can't imagine the dirt, debris, dust, and stuff that has filtered through all that carpet and through the backing. That's gross.
We did a show on carpet just about 3 weeks ago.
I know you did.
Just on carpet. And the reason, the way the carpet industry evolved was that it actually started as a bedspread industry when they mm-hmm. got the commercial looms mm-hmm. making bedspreads, and they would take the bedspreads and lay them on the floor during the day to catch all the dust and the dirt. Now, why they then put that back on their bed at night, maybe it was because they hadn't gotten vacuum cleaners
it
yet.
Could be.
And that's why spring cleaning was so important, so you could take those things hanging out there and beat it with a broom.
Oh.
But that's the purpose. That's how carpeting was invented, to trap the dust.
And well, that does a good job.
It does a great job. It's a great filter. So, but it's hard to pull it out. Most people don't realize that manufacturers of carpeting today say that you need to vacuum your carpet to maintain the warranty, not on a regular basis, but once a day.
Right.
And in high traffic areas,
twice
a day. They also don't realize that they've changed the rules about professionally cleaning your carpet. They used to say every 2 years. Most manufacturers now say you need to professionally clean your carpet and save the receipts to maintain your warranty at least every 12 to 18 months. And the only way carpet manufacturers are honoring that warranty is if it is a truck-mounted warm water and or steam extraction system. So, Tom, ask yourself, how clean is tile?
At least what's on it is visible, right?
Yeah.
You know, you got the dust bunnies floating around, and you reach down there and pick them up, and you're good to go.
Dust mop, little... zip, 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 and it's done.
You know, Tom, I get asked that question a lot. Should I do this? Is this going to affect the resale value? And again, like Rosie says, everybody's going to have an opinion, and I'm probably going to irritate a bunch of realtors that are going to have to sell whatever it is that you do. But my thing is, number one, how long do you anticipate living in your home, Tom?
Probably about another 2 years.
Another couple of years? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know, what we like to, or what I like to tell people is do what you want to do to your home to make it comfortable for you the way you want it so that you can enjoy it and let the next person that's going to own your home or purchase your home do what they want to do with it that matches their needs.
Yeah.
And so, okay. You know, the only consideration you would have if you're on a second floor is, you know, you're going to have to lay down some special underlayment to, you know, protect the, or to make sure that the tile is well bed. But, you know, you can't go wrong with a hard surface.
Yeah, as far as my vote is, I love tile, but I hate grout.
That's
but
right.
I hate carpet worse. And I would tile it, Tom, and then I would just pick a carpet that I like. I'd give it to a carpet contractor I trust. I'd have them edge bind it and seam it. I'd lay it as an area rug that can then get picked up and professionally cleaned on the top and on the bottom and reinstalled once a year. That's the way to do it. When we get back, it's Jack and Roxanne.
Sign up for the Rosie on the House weekly newsletter. It's filled with timely gardening and home improvement advice, as well as special offers and discounts you can't find anywhere else. That's rosieonthehouse.com.